God bless us, everyone. The story of Christmas is the story of God's blessing on us all. A story that begins with a humble child in a lowly manger in a tiny village in the middle of the Middle East. And yet, within 100 years, that story had spread the length and breadth of the old world and reached 3,000 miles to the Celtic peoples of the ancient British Isles. It was there, among the Irish, the English, the Welsh, and the Scots, that so many of the traditions, icons, and symbols of Christmas as we know it first took root. And it was in the music of those Celtic peoples, at once hauntingly mysterious, and yet reeling with rhythm and joy, that the story of the Saviour has been told winter after winter, until the voice of Christmas has taken on a distinctively Celtic accent. And so we present to you tonight, Christmas at Fraser, a Celtic celebration. Please welcome our children's choirs as they take us back to when it all began on Christmas night. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, playing traditional Irish and Scottish instruments and hailing from Atlanta, Georgia, the Celtic Company. Each instrument we've heard tonight transports us back to that starlit stable on that first Christmas Eve. In the whistle, we hear the wind blow through the wooden beams of a barn. In the fiddle, the fields of shepherds filling the country with the news of a newborn king. In the pipes, the cascading chorus of angel glories, watching with wonder the descent of the divine. And yet through it all cuts the cry of a child. How suddenly a baby cries and everything is changed. What child is this? This sleeping Saviour? Do you know this Christ of Christmas morn? Glory to God! The exultation echoes through the highest heavens, and yet it comes down low to you and to me. Have you felt its touch tonight? Have you felt the urge to tap your foot along with the tune? A shaking leg? A restless hand, a nodding head. It is the spirit of Christmas, and it calls us to join in the jig. For this Christmas song, in all its ancient wonder, is not just a song for long ago. It is true today. Christ has come. He calls us to come to Bethlehem. Come, let us adore him. Make merry with the morning. Lift up your hearts and hands. Enter into the rhythm of rejoicing. Yes, on Christmas Day, the baby Jesus sleeps in heavenly peace. But Christ has not come to simply sleep. He steps from his throne in heaven above into the sin-sick world to bring salvation to our shackled souls. Tomorrow and tomorrow, this child will grow into the man Jesus, who proclaims the coming of the kingdom of God. And tomorrow, the powers of this kingdom of darkness will gather against him, until the day comes when he is arrested and tried and nailed to a cross to die. Then tomorrow he will lie in the grave, until the third day when the stone is rolled away and love triumphs over death. Jesus Christ, the baby of Bethlehem, alive forevermore. O friend, this birth is for you. This death is for you. This resurrection is for you. Christ has come for you. Come to Bethlehem and see. Come and see the cross beyond the manger.